Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's no secret that Mitt Romney will have to change his message just a little as he moves from primary season into general election season. It's something one of his campaign officers very unfortunately described as an etch-a-sketch. In an ABC News Washington Post poll released late last month, 50% of Americans viewed the presumed Republican nominee negative. Negatively. That's a record low for any leading presidential candidate since the poll's launch. But while it's late in the primaries, it's early in the general election season. And last night, ABC News aired the couple's, the Romneys' first joint in-depth national television interview. It was a sit-down with Diane Sawyer on Nightline and the first opportunity to see Mitt Romney as a general election candidate. Joining us now to talk about it, Ron Christie, Takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist, and also Anna Sale, reporter for our co-producer WNYC's politics website, itsafreecountry.org. And let's begin with the obvious question, and let me go to you first, Ron, is how did he do?
I think he did pretty well. I think Romney had a relatively low bar last night. That is, people think that he's Mr. Plastic Man. People don't think he has a good personality. I think all he had to do was to present himself and to be with his wife and come across as being a normal person. And I think if you look at that low bar threshold, I think he passed. The question is, as you teased out as we introed this piece, is he enters the general election with a significantly high unfavorable rating. Can he turn that around in the next several months? I think that's the question we're going to be looking at and talking about in the days to come.
And that possibly may be, Anna, why his wife was with him is because Ann Romney gets better responses from people who are polled than he does.
I think that was interesting to watch their body language as they talked. Mitt Romney, again, it felt a little stilted. It felt like he was asked questions like, what would you like to tell your father at this point in the campaign? Which could have been a really interesting answer, given your father ran for president, you've gone through this, what would you like to tell him? And he took that question and said, oh, I'd just like to hear his advice, and I'd like to hear my mother's advice, and I'd like to hear advice from people from the ages and get the wise counsel from people who'd gone before me. And it just kind of didn't quite hit. And then you would see Ann Romney kind of come in, and her whole focus through the interview was to emphasize her husband's compassion, was to emphasize how she believed in him, that it was their time, as she said. And so you could see Mitt Romney turn to his wife as they were sitting next to each other and see the way he looked at her. And that's when he seemed the most human and relatable, when he was looking at his wife, not when he was answering questions.
And that actually inspired a question from Diane Sawyer.
Is she your diplomat to the world?
Well, she's done the most important task in our family by far, which is that she took primary responsibility for raising five extraordinary sons, and then you know they've married and they're raising children of their own.
So diplomat to the world sounds like he would be using Ann Romney as his more huggable, likable side, Ron.
I think that's right, and I think spouses in political life are often used just for that very purpose. You know, in full disclosure, I've known the Romneys for years, and back in my days working in the Bush administration, you know, we used to say, let Bush be Bush. I think the problem that you see right now with Romney is let Romney be Romney. I know all of his campaign folks, or most of them, and they are so careful of making sure he's got the right message, the right image, whatnot, that you get all that stuff in your head, and then it doesn't come out right because you're trying to make sure, wait, did I say this right? Am I doing the right thing? Let Romney be Romney. He'll be fine.
Which, oddly, his wife sounds very natural. Take a listen to this.
Do you think President and Mrs. Obama are biased against mothers who work at home?
You know, I don't. I think there was a comment that was made. It was an unfortunate comment, and I believe a lot of women are responding to that.
I think that this question, the diplomat to the world, the stay-at-home moms, how that fit into this conversation was really interesting. There you heard Ann Romney. Mitt Romney's retort to that has been the Obama administration has been bad for women. His statistic that he's been rolling out is 92% of the jobs lost during the Obama administration have affected women. That's a statistic that PolitiFact has called accurate but quite misleading. But he went to that talking point a couple of times during the interview with Diane Sawyer, almost in these non sequiturs, that this is the way he thought he was going to be able to challenge the Obama administration on that. And then you hear Ann Romney just sort of personalizing again that question.
This wasn't just an interview about their status as a couple, though. I mean, Diane Sawyer did get to some hardcore issues, and here she is talking to him about the issue of abortion.
I would love the Supreme Court to say, let's send this back to the states. Rather than having a federal mandate through Roe v. Wade, let the states again consider this issue state by state. But I'm pro-life. That's my view. I believe that there is a sanctity to human life.
So what do we hear here from Mitt Romney in terms of his turn perhaps towards more centrist views or moderate views for the general election?
I thought this was an interesting question and answer. Diane Sawyer pushed him and said, are you telling women that you want to take away the option, the choice of abortion? What's your position on this? And this is a question that gets right at that primary to general transition. And he's reiterated that he is pro-life. And he, as he said before, he said he'd like it to be up to the states and not to be something that is found in the federal constitution. So he's maintaining that position, but it shows that, you know, he's you know, making that transition from the primary to the general, but he's staying consistent.
Strangely, though, we didn't really see any specific comments on policy. I mean, he's been more forthcoming in his fundraiser appearances than he has in this interview with Diane Sawyer in terms of what specifically he would plan to do as president. Didn't you think, Anna?
Well, to be fair, a lot of the questions weren't about policy. There were questions about Saturday Night Live, about the dog on the roof of the car, and things like that. He did talk about Afghanistan, said he thought it was a mistake to have a withdrawal date. He talked about the economy and his tax policy and how he doesn't want to lower the rates for the highest taxpayers, that he wants to emphasize the tax cuts on the middle class. So he did talk about policy in some ways, but it was not anything new. It's what we've been hearing in his stump speech for months as he's been out on the primary campaign trail.
Okay, so Ron, you're saying that they're not letting Mitt Romney be Mitt Romney, but on what issues is Mitt Romney most natural? What is his strengths?
Well, I think his strengths, obviously, are economic issues and management. I mean, if you look at what he's done with the Salt Lake Olympic Games, if you look at what he's done at Bain Capital, it's clear that he knows how to run a business. He knows how to run an organization. Let Mitt be Mitt. And the last thing I would say, picking up on Anna's point, Republicans and conservatives fall into this trap about talking about abortion and, you know, Roe versus Wade and, oh, we should let the states decide. As a lawyer, I can tell you, I do not believe that this is ever going to be overruled in our lifetime. And Republicans going to the base and saying, oh, it should be a state issue. It's never going to happen. And frankly, if it did go to the states and it was a state issue, it would make a unconstitutional, unfair application of the law across the board.
That's Ron Christie's advice. Let Mitt be Mitt and let go of abortion. Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist, contributor to It's a Free Country, for which Anna Sale reports. From our co-producer WNYC, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.